Starting tonight, three agencies will host a planning session called a charrette to think about the future of the state fairgrounds. And that includes considering the future of the historic buildings on the fairgrounds, including the 1938 WPA building. It had been slated for demolition a few years ago, but was ultimately saved. With me to talk about this weekend's events is Jim McPherson, board president of the Arizona Preservation Foundation. And Jim, what is the state of these historic buildings right now?
So there has been an update on all of the vintage and historic buildings at the Arizona State Fairgrounds, both conducted by an ASU graduate level class and the City of Phoenix Historic Preservation Office. They've done building assessment reviews. There has been work on reviewing what those the improvements need to be, and the charrette will help to decide, prioritize, what buildings can and should be preserved.
What are you hoping will come out of this weekend's event?
The charrette is like a follow-up of an event that happened in the spring of this year, or excuse me, of last year, where the governor's office opened up a request for information to get a general idea of what people were thinking about the fair and the fairgrounds in Midtown Phoenix. And it was wide open, and they got maybe 6 to 8 responses, plus much response from the general public as for ideas of what the fair could do, what it could be, how it could be improved, those sorts of things. So this is a much more deeper dive into planning for the fairgrounds and its future.
I know that in the past, money has been a pretty significant hurdle in terms of trying to renovate the buildings and, you know, get them back to where you would like them to be. Is that still a pretty significant hurdle, coming up with the money to actually do the work?
When we became involved, the main issue was the 1938 WP administration building. And we were successful in working with the public sector, private sector, nonprofits to raise significant funds to begin the renovation of that building. And those funds are out there ready to be used to begin renovation. There are numerous other buildings on the campus of the fairgrounds, and these are resources of the state of Arizona. So part of what this charrette will do is help give an idea of what the priorities are of what are the needs of each of the buildings on the campus, and what funding alternatives there could be to restore them and bring them back into use.
I know that one of the discussions has been, should the fairgrounds continue to be where they are, at basically 19th Avenue and McDowell in that neighborhood. If the fairgrounds were to move, what does that mean for the preservation of the historic buildings on the current fairgrounds?
What's been gratifying to hear over the past I think it's been 1,350 days since the issue was brought up about the 1938 WPA building, has been a greater realization and understanding and appreciation of the assets that the state does have, the historic assets, and what these buildings have represented over time, and what they could be used in the future. We've seen in cities and towns across Arizona the adaptive reuse of historic resources. And I think because fair officials and state government officials in general have seen these buildings now as assets rather than liabilities. And it's been great to see the exposition and State Fair Board, the State Historic Preservation Office, and the Governor's Office pull together this planning charrette, which will help us get a better idea of what those buildings can be used in the future, whether it be the fair, or whether it be something else.
So you think even if they do not serve the purpose for the fair, that they could have another life for another purpose in that location?
Absolutely. During this time, we've talked with numerous private developers who have expressed interest in developing in and around that area of town, which is, granted, still rather industrial in nature. But it is an opportunity for investment. And, you know, the fairgrounds is 88 acres in size. It's one of the smallest state fairs in size in the nation. So, you know, there could be opportunities for development if the fair needs to move. and then use of those buildings for future benefit to the community.
All right. Jim McPherson is board president of the Arizona Preservation Foundation. Jim, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.